And earlier today, Sean, we talked a little bit about the weather contributing, being a contributing factor to the deaths of a couple of kayakers from the Metro Detroit area and Lake Superior. And of course, we found out that you yourself did this very thing with your daughter earlier this summer. And of course, you loved it, had a great time.
Yeah, first week of August, we were up in Munising, which is exactly where this tragedy took place at the Pictured Rocks. And, you know, something that I'll bring up to both you and to Lloyd, the captain of the ship that took us, you know, way out in the bay so we could kayak our way in and get a closer look at the Pictured Rocks, said, you don't want to mess with Lake Superior. When she's anxious, when she's rough, you respect her and you stay away. And it certainly sounds like weather played a big part in this terrible tragedy, Marie.
Yeah, and they're, again, the two victims from the Detroit area. Senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson joining us with some of the details on this story. And I know we don't mess with Lake Superior, but really that could be said of all the Great Lakes. But let's get a little more information about what happened near Pictured Rocks, Lloyd.
Well, Marie, the two kayakers who were reported missing Thursday at Lake Superior at Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore have been identified as Troy resident Kimberly Aiello and Shelby Township. Federal and state agencies, along with the National Park Service, responded with search and rescue operations that concluded Friday. The search and rescue operations ended with the recovery of both bodies by the United States Coast Guard along the lake coast of Lake Superior. Now, the National Park Service added the weather was a contributing factor that led to the unfortunate outcome. Captain Anthony Jones, sector commander, and Sault Ste. Marie said his crews braved difficult search conditions with winds blowing at over 30 knots and seas of 5 to 7 feet at the time of the initial call. Lake Superior was experiencing gale force winds up to 35 knots and waves building up 3 to 5 feet, occasionally to 7 feet. Chief Ranger Joe Hughes of Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore said he would like to thank all of the agency partners that assisted with the large and sustained emergency response in the face of severe overnight weather. Specifically, the United States Coast Guard aviation and waterborne assets who worked tirelessly to complete their mission in support of National Park Service. Now, if you go to NPS.gov, the National Park Service website, they have posted a detailed safety guide along for those who are interested in kayaking around Pictured Rocks. Now, the guide specifies that kayakers should only use sea kayaks on Lake Superior, a particular type of kayak. It's designed to prevent the craft from flooding. Life jackets and whistles or air horns are required for paddling. Cell phones may not work on the lakeshore, and rescues can take more than an hour. Marie, Sean?
Yeah, Lloyd, just terrible stuff. You know, Marie, as we were talking, you know, my wife and my son were in one kayak and my daughter and I were in another one, Lloyd. And it was pristine. It was crystal. I mean, the waters were so smooth, but anybody who spent any time up there, things can change in a snap on Lake Superior. And it just sounds like this kind of came out of nowhere with that wind creating those incredible knots.
And Lloyd, I want to piggyback that question also by asking, Sean said he went out with a tour, like, you know, he had, there was a captain who gave them instructions on what to do and how to get into the water. Do we know if these two people had that as well?
We don't know, and it doesn't appear so, and not sure if these are two who are, you know, kayakers who just, you know, do it on a regular basis, because you would think if they were, they would know that, you know, when those seas start, you know, getting crazy and those, you know, the winds blowing over 30 knots, seas 5 to 7 feet, that you wouldn't get in there unless they were there and this kind of happened and kind of closed in on them while they were on the water, you know. And some kayakers feel like, well, you know, I can handle it and we can do this. We've done it before. We can handle it. And, you know, a lot of times it's the same as those who decide they want to, you know, swim in the Detroit River. Sometimes, you know, they feel like they can do it, but when those waves catch you, they can take you under and, you know, you have no control.
Yeah. And, you know, I know that earlier this summer I did stories about conditions on Lake Michigan that the, you know, people getting ripped off of, like, you know, the piers, that they can go way out on those rock piers, and, you know, the waves come in and they're crashing in. And of course, you can get some great social media shots out there, but you're risking your life. People swept right off of these piers. Also, believe it or not, surfing is a thing in Lake Michigan, and people getting caught in riptides for those too. The Great Lakes are not to be messed with. People hear the term lake, and
right.
you're telling us in Lake Superior, they're right. telling people to make sure their kayaks are seaworthy, as in the sea, and that's serious business if you're going to go kayaking out there.
It is. You have to, you know, they're asking you to have a specific type of kayak, and that's designed to prevent it from flooding. So, you know, it is serious business, and it's serious to be out there. And, you know, the one thing too, Marie and Sean, about Pictured Rocks, you know, I did a story a few weeks ago about Pictured Rocks. It's just, you know, people, they're getting so many tourists up there now. I mean, so many more people are coming to Pictured Rocks. Very beautiful place, but you know, since the pandemic, and you know, it's been opening up a little bit, people getting out, they want to go to Pictured Rocks, and it's really a lot of people up there. So hopefully we don't hear more of this, you know, and people are more safety conscious.
Boy, I tell you what, Munising is one of the most beautiful places I've been, but it is a reminder, Lloyd and Marie, that, you know, look beyond the beauty and realize that there are certainly some risks for everybody involved. Great stuff, Lloyd. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lloyd. Thanks for bringing us that report and a real cautionary tale. If you're heading out to enjoy that area of the state, if you're out on the big water, it's a very serious situation. Sean, I'm so glad you went on this and that you were able to give that firsthand account of what it was like to really paddle out there, you and your whole family going out. I have to give you props, man, for doing that. That's
You know, Marie, I can't imagine if the weather turned as it's apt to do up there on a dime, by the time you're done, I'm not joking, your arms feel like two noodles. I mean, you've been kayaking so long, and we're getting close to the end. And my daughter, you know, she's 16. She kind of waved the white flag. So I was doing all the kayaking for us. I'm not joking. If something, you know, came up, God forbid, how much strength do you have left? And I don't want to draw any, you know, ideas as to what happened to them, but you can fully understand based on the fact that, you know, you're kayaking and your arms just get so tired once you're doing it.
Yeah. It's, you've got to make sure that, you can handle it if it comes. But like I said, I was impressed that you went out there with us, you know, some direction and some oversight, and really that's the way to do it. We're landlubbers down here. What can you say? I mean, you know, we got to get our sea legs.